going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Right. So, you know, people could do this last night for happy reasons.
Yes.
You know? It wasn't sorrowful, drown-em-out drinking. It was celebratory drinking.
Yeah, man.
That's what
drink
we like.
Up.
We like celebratory drinking.
Hell yeah, we do. We like any type of drink.
Yeah, I know, but it's more fun to drink to elevate than it is to drink to drown.
I agree
with
that.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? It's just more fun.
I agree with that, man. But yeah, it was a good night, man. It's a good night for the Falcons to prioritize, not just prioritize, but be aggressive at it too. You know, you got some luck that a premier player fell into your lap.
Yeah.
And then you got some luck that somebody was able to trade up with you to go get another top 10 talent.
Yeah.
So I love it.
No, I mean, honestly, both of those things are incredibly fortunate because it wouldn't have surprised me, you know, 24 hours ago if you'd have told me, yeah, the Falcons took James Pierce at 15 without any other knowledge of any other draft pick. I'd have been like, oh, great. That's awesome.
Right.
They took the edge rusher that we've been begging them to take, a guy that we've talked about, a guy that you're familiar with, a really talented player. That's awesome. I never in a million years, because we even did, like, what's your best-case scenario yesterday. It was like, well, best-case scenario is one of the Georgia guys fall to you at 15 and you take him.
Yes.
And it happened.
Yes.
No one even in their wildest dreams went further and said, okay, that'll happen.
Right.
And then they'll come back in late in the first round and get another guy who you would have been happy with at 15, too. It's crazy. Like, I had to wake up this morning and check my phone.
Make sure.
I was like, no, that didn't really happen.
Make sure.
Like, they didn't really do that.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
They really did.
They really did.
They really actually did both of those things last night and addressed their, I mean, not just their biggest need currently, but, like, the biggest need
in
that the
years.
Franchise has had the entire existence of the franchise.
Yes.
You can go back as far as you want in 5-year increments, and the Falcons are the worst pass rush in the NFL since the year 2000.
Damn.
Okay? 25 years.
Whether
it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, in every span, they've had the least amount of sacks of any team in the NFL.
Damn.
That all changed last night. Knock on wood.
Let's pray and hope that's the case right there, man. But, I mean, as we talked earlier, so many damn good players. So many good players that have come off the board early. I mean, a lot of people talk about, like, there's some good real estate between in them 30s right there. And so a lot of guys.
You're talking about guys that are left for
guys
tonight?
Guys left for today. There are a lot of really good players.
There's a lot of guys that we spent time talking about at 15.
That are still there.
Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan.
Yes.
Who's, I guess, dealing with some knee stuff.
Man, his stuff is medical.
Uh-huh. Mike Green, obviously, who we spent a ton of time talking about. His stuff is personal off the field.
Yes.
Nick Amonwori, the safety from South Carolina that blew everybody away at the combine. He's still there.
Yeah.
Donovan Azaraku, edge rusher from Boston College, who we spent quite a bit of time talking about the last couple of weeks. I mean, those guys right there, according to this list I'm looking at, are the best four available. I wouldn't have been surprised to see the Falcons take any of those guys at 15.
Not one. Not one of them. And so that's why when you talk about the depth of this draft, and I know I saw somebody say, so you don't think that they could have got James Pearson in the second round? They don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean, I think James Pierce is going to Cincinnati, if he's there,
okay.
not Cincinnati, but I lost a team.
I'm looking at potentially the Lions.
Yes, that's what, because the Lions,
because they took a D lineman.
The Lions are looking for pass rush. Uh-huh. You know, I saw they picked up the 5th-year option by 800. But the Lions are looking for that guy to go opposite of 80.
When we'll ask Terry Fontenot when he sits down with us at 1:30 here, as we're live at the Falcons headquarters in Flowery Branch. If he'll tell us, I mean, we'll ask him, we'll see what he says, what was going on in those 10 minutes. Like, obviously you were doing something. Give us as much detail about the 10 minutes as you're willing to. And there's reports saying that they were making calls, just kind of trying to see what would happen if they were to take James Pierce at 15.
Uh-huh.
Would Jalen Walker still be around? If they took Jalen Walker, would James Pierce still be around? I mean, that's got to be... Because for us, the time was slowed down to the point of, like, you know, you couldn't believe how slow it was going. I bet for Terry Fontenot, those 10 minutes went pretty quick.
Yes.
Hurry up, man.
Hurry up.
Pretty fast.
What you mean the line's busy?
Yeah. When you're calling the Bengals to see what they're doing at 17, Okay, are you taking an edge guy? All right. So and then you're making all those phone calls to try to see what you can do. To me, it seems like they played it perfectly. But we'll talk to Terry Fontenot about it coming up at 1:30. Let's kick off the noon hour.
Real quick, shout out to one of our favorite listeners, Ms. Fowley. We miss you. We're so glad that you're safe. I know we had a blowout last night on the way down to the draft party. But she is home safe and everything, so... Again, can't wait to see you this summer and everything like that.
I know. She was on her way down because she lives up in North Carolina to come down for the draft party. Blew a tire out, like you said, like in Greenville, South Carolina, so about halfway, and couldn't make it. But at least the draft went great.
Draft went great, Miss Allie, and like I told you, we can't wait to see you this summer.
Yes. Hey, draft coverage continues here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game all the way through the final pick on Saturday at 6 p.m. Don't forget, we have pick-by-pick coverage of the second and third rounds tonight at 6 o'clock, followed by a late-night wrap-up show where we will take your calls and reaction. It's all brought to you by your local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free.
Who's doing a late night show, Bunk?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know. Garrett Chapman?
Okay. All right. So we y'all tune in, my boy GP. All right.
Man. Friday night call-in shows?
Oh, man.
I don't miss them, but they're fun.
Okay.
Because people are drunk. All right, the phone lines are open. Try to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. I remember taking phone calls after the Tack McKinley draft.
Okay.
It's like 1:30 in the morning, and people are trying to do their best Tack impression.
Right.
Cussing on the radio. He said, I mean, he cussed first. So, all right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Grandmama right here. Set.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We'll let you hear the phone call between the Falcons and Jalen Walker.
Look at Dave Bassidy walking in here dancing. I mean, damn, everybody's feeling good right here.
I've seen David Bassidy smile like that ever. And he's always in a good mood.
Yeah, but
he's always in a good mood.
Smile.
Vibes are high here at Flowery Branch this morning for sure. But we'll let you hear that phone call later on. Let's get through just a couple of different things just because we haven't really talked about anything else that happened in the draft last night. No surprise, but Cam Ward goes number one to the Titans. Yes. I love it. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. They've also done some things to get receivers around him. I don't know. I like the kid. I hope it works out for him in Tennessee, which has been a pretty tough spot the last handful of years.
I think, you know, it's all about what they do around him. He has receivers.
Yep.
And they protect him and do things like that and how fast, because he's going to be the starter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be the starter.
Yeah, there's
for Tennessee and everything like
there's
that.
There's no training wheels.
And he's an older player. He's an older player, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, he's been in college
for a while. So good for him. Love the humble. You know, I love the one question you asked him, like, and I hate when people ask you these dumbass questions. What are you going to buy? He was like, I'm pretty good right now. Thank you. Get your ass out my face.
I've asked that question before.
Really?
It's just, you know, us poor people, we're so happy for
you are not poor.
I was. Yeah. I was recently.
You're not poor.
Not anymore. I don't know what I am now.
You were never poor. You have life. Rich. Never broke with life, Andy.
Let me go to the car dealership and tell them that. Randy said I have life. Can I put that down on the new Bronco? So the Jaguars made an aggressive move at
love
number
it.
Two. They moved up and got Travis Hunter. I love it for
love
a lot
it.
Of different reasons.
Love
but
it. Love
I just
love
I love a team with the new regime being aggressive and saying we want this guy. Let's build around him.
It's our first ever draft pick, and he is a generational player that As Travis said, talk to both the OC and the DC. They're going to let him do both. And I love it. It just depends on where they're going to let him play. Because one thing about early on in the season, Jacksonville, it get hot down there.
Yeah, that's true.
It get hot down there. But, yeah, I can't wait to see that kid play, man.
Abdul Carter goes number three. No surprise there. Will Campbell went to the Patriots. No surprise there.
Right.
And kind of on down the board. Like, it was pretty chalky as it went. I was a little surprised to see Colson Loveland be the first tight end taken.
I was too.
He's a great player.
He can ball.
But it seemed like Tyler Warren was the consensus number one tight end.
I like Tyler Warren more because he's a complete tight end. You know, and he can line up in the Y, and he could also. Well, that's the only reason I thought he was the best tight end.
Yeah, I mean, as the clock was ticking down for the Falcons, there's a lot of names on the board that you liked. Walter Nolan went next to Arizona, and look, I'm happy for the kid to get drafted early. I would have loved to have seen the Falcons taken him.
Yes.
It would have been hard because so many people would have been disappointed that Jalen Walker was there and you didn't take him. But Walter Nolan's going to be an absolute stud.
He is going to be Darnell Dockett 2.0. Yeah,
that guy
Darnell
is
Dockett was
so
hammer.
Good.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw the quote from Gray Zabel, the North Dakota State offensive lineman that the Seahawks took.
You don't think everybody sent it to me last night, Andy?
I would imagine they did.
Yes, everybody sent it to me last night.
So Gray Zabel, who
and everybody.
Is an offensive lineman, and I say that because he played all three offensive line positions.
Yes.
Seahawks took him at 18, North Dakota State. They asked him on the press conference, whatever, all right, now how are you going to celebrate? He goes, I'm going to go dive into these Bush lights.
Yes.
So,
yes, everybody.
Good.
Yes, everybody sent it to me. Yes, so yeah, hell yeah, my kind of guy right there, my kind of guy right there. And you know, and the biggest surprise, obviously, or was a surprise, Shedeur Sanders. No, it was not a first round
surprise
draft
to me.
I just, you know, it's one of those things where when a prospect is polarizing to him throughout this whole process, and he dropped, he ain't the first quarterback to drop.
He's not.
He's not the first player to drop. You know, and I don't feel bad for him. He's gonna get picked. You know, he's gonna be somebody starting quarterback. It's just it's unfortunate for him that he didn't come in the first round. But as stuff started leading up to this week, Andy, and the people that I listen to, you start hearing it. You're like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The traits aren't there. Yeah, he can throw the ball and all these different things. A lot of stuff can be overblown as it is. I don't believe he dropped because of his daddy.
I hope not.
I don't believe that.
I mean, if any of that happened, that's crazy.
I don't believe that. But I do believe that Shedeur is going to get drafted today.
Oh, yeah.
It probably is going to go early. Probably, you know, Cleveland has 2 seconds and everything like that.
Yeah.
It just sucks because – and I think I think one thing about this young man is he built with the right stuff. Like, this ain't going to affect him. It ain't going to break him. As much as people are cheering the fact that this happened.
Yeah, I mean, he looked pretty fine.
He's going to be –
They kept showing him last night. He seemed like he was doing fine.
He's going to be fine.
I thought the Steelers were going to take him at 21.
I did, too.
I was surprised that they didn't.
I did, too. But again,
I'm surprised that Jackson Dart was taken last night and Shedeur wasn't.
I'm not surprised Jackson Dart was taken.
What I'm saying is I'm surprised Jackson Dart was taken and Shedeur wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I think Shedeur's better than Jackson Dart.
I do, too. But the Giants didn't. And that was the one thing
about
it.
What do I know?
That's one thing about it. But I tell you, it's going to be – what do you think they do with Russ?
I think they let Russ start.
Uh-huh.
And then
–
we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I think Russ will start the first, I don't know, 8 games, 7 games, however many games until it kind of starts not going good. And then they put Jackson Dart in. And they just need Jackson Dart to be ready enough to look good enough to save their jobs.
That's it.
So they have to play it right.
Yeah.
Because they know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, we got to let Russ play long enough.
That he'll mess it up because our team isn't good around him.
Right. But can't play too good. Well, if Russ plays good, whatever. Like, that's fine because then that saves our jobs. But, like, at some point, we have to be ready to put Jackson Dart in, and he can play well enough to where we don't get fired so we get another year with him. You kind of look at the top of the second. Obviously, Cleveland picks first. They could make a move and take Shedeur right there if they wanted. I kind of hope they don't, selfishly, just so there's another landing spot for Kirk Cousins. Because I'm thinking about that last night. Now, the Steelers are still there.
Yep.
Like, Steelers are still there
it
for Kirk.
It looked like they kind of gave Aaron Rodgers a little deadline.
Okay.
To a deadline.
All right. Smokin' Joe Patrick is going to join us next. He is our Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game. Heard him last night peppering Raheem and Terry Fontenot with the questions that needed to be asked post-first round.
Peppery-ass Joe.
Yeah, he was. He was peppery in there. we'll talk to Joe after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We'll be right back. This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. A very happy hour Friday, live from Flowery Branch,
yeah,
as we react to the Falcons' two first-round draft picks last night. Terry Fontenot is going to join us in just over an hour from right now in person in the Ticketmaster Studios right at 1:30. So we'll talk to the man himself who made the picks last night in about an hour from right now. 20 minutes from now, we'll do a little back page with Bo as well as some Sports Jeopardy on a Friday. What?
No, I got on-site engineer Gordo's here eating chicken nuggets.
Yeah, he went Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, got chicken nuggets, huh?
Right. That's right. Yeah. Randy,
Randy. I got nothing against. He's eating chicken nuggets. That's a grown-ass damn man. But no, it's speaking of chicken. All right, you know, hey, real quick, I know we got to get to Joe Patrick.
Gordon's like, man, what?
Have you ever, hey, Andy, when algorithm, you know we hate algorithm, right, with your Twitter and all that stuff.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
But when it goes right.
Yeah, sometimes they get it right.
Mine went right yesterday. I had the best grilled chicken. Like, it was just unbelievable. It was a whole chicken.
Oh, they gave you like a recipe?
No. I went to this place. It was called, I just lost it. Because I'm telling you, I was like, let me just try it. Because everybody, Brito Supermarket.
Okay.
Andy, it's like right off, like close to Druid Hills. Bruh,
I've been there.
Dude, did you get that chicken?
Is it on?
Yes. A little carniceria.
Yeah, I've been there.
Did you get the chicken?
I got tacos.
Dude.
It was incredible.
Dude, that chicken was.
It's on Buford Highway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, there. Yeah. Oh, man.
Ah, place is great.
Banging.
We used to live pretty close to there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's right, because y'all did live over there by where the Hawks was.
Yeah.
And, man. It's like awesome. The line was like, it was long, but it wasn't that long. And the guy's like, you better get two of them. I was like, wait, I ain't never had it before. Banging.
I went there because Oren recommended it to me, and I went there and ran into Oren.
Yes.
He was like, see, I meant it. I go here all the time.
Brito Supermarket.
All right, sir.
All
right. Let's get to Smoke and Joe Patrick here.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
By the way, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Joe, big night last night. How are you?
I'm great, guys. You know, usually you're kind of feeling tired after a long night of the first round of the NFL draft. But I got to say, woke up this morning kind of with a little bounce in the step, despite just, you know, a few hours of sleep, because what an exciting night that was for the Falcons. And just really feels like they kind of transformed the defense, the identity of the defense, the athleticism that this defense has just with a couple picks. And so for all the, you know, frustration there was with the lack of moves in free agency because they just didn't have a lot of space, last night really was kind of cathartic in terms of feeling some optimism for this team going forward.
JP, what did you think when the time was going down? You're sitting there like, okay, the pick is in. But no, not, the pick is not in. The clock just continues to go down. And so you're thinking, are they moving back? Are they taking the time? What was your initial thought process when you saw that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely thought that they were trying to shop the pick, basically, at that point. Because when you do have a player like Jalen Walker who's fallen to that point, it would make sense. There might be other teams around the league who'd want to spend to get back up. Because, and this kind of plays into a larger kind of theory of the case as to how things actually unfolded for the Falcons last night, and maybe in terms of what they expected to happen versus what actually happened. And if you were to kind of pin me down on one thing, I would have thought that they kind of went into the draft last night expecting to come out of the first round with James Pierce Jr. I think that he was really kind of the target that they had in mind. But when a player of Walker's caliber falls to them, you know, it's one of those things that Howie Roseman always gets credit for. You just take the best player that's available to you at the time, and ultimately you're going to amass a really talented team. And I think that that's, you know, kind of what they did last night. And Terry's talked a lot in the past about best player available. And of course, Jalen Walker, he's not just the best player available at the time, but he's also a player that has so many skills and characteristics that are going to help this Falcons defense so much. And so, you know, ultimately they then go back and trade up to get the guy they wanted. And, you know, whether that was actually how they planned for things to unfold, or if they just decided, you know what, this is going to end up being a big night for us because we want to get James Pierce Jr. in too. Either way, you know, it's just such an exciting time for the Falcons. I'm sure the defensive staff, because this defense has just been kind of the source of a lot of frustration for Falcons fans over the better course of this playoff drought that they've been on. I think that these picks just give them a lot of optimism about what they can be going forward.
Hey, Joe, do you think that if the first 14 picks kind of went the way people thought they might and Jalen Walker wasn't there at 15, do you think they would have taken Pierce at 15?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I feel pretty strongly about that too, actually. With the mock draft that we saw come out really in the 48 to 72 hours preceding the draft, specifically if you look at some of the pundits like Jonathan Jones, I'll call him out in particular, who nailed the Michael Penix pick last year, that tells you that those reporters have certain sourcing that is good, caliber, and they know what they're talking about. And he went with James Pierce Jr. in his last mock for the Falcons. So I thought that that was really important. Then the other thing with regards to James Pierce Jr., you always felt like they were going to be in that market for obviously an edge player, but specifically those kind of twitched up edges that can really get after the quarterback with the speed rush. And Mike Green was another one of those guys. And that was the other thing that you saw in these last 2 to 3 days ahead of the draft was Mike Green really falling. And not just for the Falcons, but for everybody. I saw several mock drafts, including Jonathan Jones's, Daniel Jeremiah as well, also had him falling out of the first round altogether, which sounded crazy, but I think it really showed that the red flags that he had were truly red flags for teams, where James Pierce Jr., obviously some similar kind of character concerns, but I think they're totally of a different nature than Mike Green. And I think that it's pretty clear that the ones that Mike Green was carrying were just much more unpalatable for teams than James Pierce Jr. And the Falcons believe that I think Raheem Morris can kind of tap into James and get the most out of him as a professional.
Can I ask you something about that? Because Randy brought up a really good point about the character issues causing players to drop on boards yesterday. And it seems pretty clear that that's what happened with Mike Green. But, like, somebody's going to take him today, right? Like, he's not going to fall out of the draft altogether. So, like, and I understand first-round draft picks with the fifth year, and there's just sort of a different value to it. But, like, have you ever heard a decision-maker explain how you can justify taking a guy with character issues on day two versus not early? You know what I mean? Like, character issues don't matter as much today as they did yesterday.
Right. Yeah. Like, you can deal with a character issue, you know, if he's in the third round versus second round. Now, I think, you know, the way that Terry, all I can speak about is, you know, the way that Terry has kind of talked about it and how the Falcons perceive it, which is that it's like similar to a medical eval where it's like, ultimately you do all the work and then you discuss it as a group and you make a decision about whether this is a player you're willing to draft or you aren't. And I think the reason why we all expect him to go in the second round today, Andy, is because not every team is going to, you know, have the same needs, first of all, to draft a player like him with their top pick, but then also not every team is going to come to the same conclusion as to whether he's a draftable player or not. And so I think that we just understand that today there's going to be teams that are going to see him as a tremendous value at this point in the draft, and they are willing to take him. I can't say for certain that he was completely off of the Falcons, but I would say that was a good amount of confidence that they were basically in for James Pierce, and if it wasn't going to be him, it was going to be somebody else, and it wasn't going to be Mike Green as well.
Well, he was on my mock draft, Joe, so it just wasn't the guy you were talking about. I had him also mocked at 15 yesterday.
It's true. Randy did say James Pierce yesterday.
Yeah, congrats. I was a Mike Green guy.
I said one of the Georgia guys, so I was right.
So you know I'm you know how much of a credit guy I am, so make sure that you yeah, you know what kind of – you know that.
Penix, I said.
Yeah, I said. Hey, JP, you think they're done – today should be relatively quiet unless, you know, because if you're going to get up today, you're going to have to give up more assets next year, which I really don't give a damn about. But you think it's going to be pretty much quiet day to day?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Again, it's hard to imagine the Falcons really moving up much. I think you can actually kind of see where the pieces are coming together. So they've got, basically have two picks left of this draft before they're glorified undrafted free agent in the seventh round. And Terry Fondo said they're going to be really aggressive in what is he's calling the eighth round of the draft with all these UDFAs. But basically, now you have filled the edge need. You also have added to your inside linebacker group. I know that, you know, it's hard to characterize, you know, bucket exactly where Jalen Walker is going to fit in. But the way that I heard them talking about him yesterday definitely felt like more of an off-ball linebacker situation. So you add depth there. And now you do still have some outstanding needs. I would expect them to go after a center, whether that happens today or tomorrow, I'm not sure. But I would think that they're going to go after that position, as well as a defensive back, whether that's a corner or a safety. I think they're probably just looking for somebody who can play nickel. And then after that, you know, there are still some things you can do after the draft once we kind of get a little bit further down the line. Whether they're able to trade Kirk Cousins today or maybe trade him down the line, get some team to take a little bit of salary off, as well as they can make an additional cut in David Onyemata post June 1 that can open up quite a bit of room. And then there's a player out there. His name is Jalen Ramsey. He's been a pretty good NFL player in the past. I think that he is another player to really keep an eye out for. When you look about just the push that the Falcons team made yesterday in drafting these players, I think you got to think that they're willing to make at least kind of one more big move if they can afford it. And I think that they can afford Jalen Ramsey down the line. So that'll be an interesting one to watch out for as well.
That would be very exciting.
That's Joe. That's real spicy. That's real spicy. Yeah.
Very exciting.
Very, very
spicy. There we go.
We go from just like, okay, what are they going to do? How are they going to blow it? Do they get two guys you wanted in the first round and then maybe Jalen Ramsey? It's weird.
That's spicy there, Joe.
Like, this is like a really weird I don't know how to cover
we
this.
We've never
Falcon.
Been through this.
I don't know how to cover this Falcon.
We've never been through that like
this. I'm going to have to grow. I have to grow as a broadcaster. Joe, thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, insider. I know he'll be on the radio station a lot over the next couple of days as the draft coverage continues. We'll come back. We will get you a little bit of a back page with Bo. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy. I know Abe had said that he's got some draft-themed Sports Jeopardy questions.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. Yeah, Abe's always right on brand. So we'll be right back. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Yay!
Get into a back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Sports Jeopardy as well. Falcons General Manager Terry Fontenot going to sit down with us live here at Flowery Branch as we're in the Ticketmaster Studios the day after the first round, which means the second and third rounds are today. Now, if you kind of just were watching what the Falcons did last night from a picks perspective and didn't pay attention to how it affected today, no second-round draft pick now today. That was moved as well as next year's first to get back into the first round last night to get James Pierce at 26. They did pick up a third round today, though, in that trade as well. So instead of having a second and no third today, they have a third and no second today. So.
Right. Good for James Pierce, though, because he's stunting. He got him a stunner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he got him a stunner.
Let me see.
Let me get a good one.
There's, there's options?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
Yeah, he got him a stunner.
Well done,
good
James.
Good for him, James.
Well done, James.
Well done. Because I saw people like, oh, I did not. I feel like, I thought they were dating for a while. But then.
His father and the WNBA player? Is that what you're talking about? Or
no, James in the James Pierce Jr.
Uh-huh.
And the NBA, WNBA player are together.
Oh, he's – I thought it was –
You thought his daddy was dating her?
Yeah. That's what I didn't realize. I didn't realize. Okay, great.
You thought it
– Yeah, I don't know. I thought dad had some game. I don't know.
Daddy, you thought dad – senior.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Good for James.
Yeah, man. I'm like, good for you, man.
Good for him.
Good for you. But we talked because, like, yesterday we were talking about the funny the different videos of girlfriends and parents and everything like that.
Sorry. He's shown me a better one. That's a video.
Nice. Oh, I saw that one, too. But, yeah.
That's what they call underboob. I just want the people to know.
Yeah, but what's the boy that went to the Saints? He's like, only one crying.
The offensive lineman?
Yeah, I think he might have been the only one crying the whole first round. I would have cried, too, if I had to go to the Saints.
Kelvin Banks Jr.
Yeah, I would have cried if I had to go to the Saints. But a beautiful little baby boy had threw up. That was the craziest. You see mama, she was like, yeah. And then mid, yeah, baby.
Oh,
yeah,
no. And,
but nobody saw it. You can barely see it if you watch it. Little man just right on mama's shoulder.
Well, they'll do that,
awesome.
You know.
Oh, yeah, they will. Get on my damn nerve. But, yeah, such a great night. Such a great night. I'm not – Kelvin, you're supposed to cry. Cry, it's a great thing. But I was like, I was surprised that he was the only one crying.
Well, he was crying because I think he knew at that point. He was like, oh, no. I have to go to the NFC South, and I know the Falcons are going to take Jalen Walker, and he's going to torment me twice a year like he did twice last year.
Get you some, baby.
I thought I was going to escape that guy when I got to the NFL, but no, now I'm going to have to play him twice a year in the division because Jalen Walker is now an Atlanta Falcon.
Yes, I think
that's what it was.
Beat down.
Speaking of the Saints, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Beat down.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Well, fellas, y'all want me to let you know when there was cool stuff happening in the sky. We'll break out your telescopes because there's cool stuff happening in the sky tonight.
What?
We have a double conjunction going on tonight. That means we have two planets that are going to be very close to the Earth. They're also going to be very close to each other. Those two planets are going to be Venus and Saturn.
Nice.
They're also going to be very close to the moon. The moon is in the is in a waning crescent phase, which is the last crescent before it goes dark. Saturn, Venus, and the moon all together tonight are going to make a smiley face in the sky. It's going to be kind of tilted. Cool. It's not just going to be a straight-up smiley face because the moon's,
what,
you know.
What time do I need to be outside?
Bro? After it gets dark, you know, in the early evening, once it gets dark and you can see the moon, they will be the three brightest objects in the sky. Venus and Saturn will be super bright. Look for the moon. You'll see Venus and Saturn probably kind of to the right about 3, 4 o'clock-ish. It's going to be like a smiley face kind of turned sideways. Like it,
I going to be able to see the rings?
Well, it's going to be cloudy tonight.
If it's not cloudy, I'm hoping it's not. You will be able to see rings if you use binoculars.
Rain or rain on the parade, Bunk.
I don't make the weather. I just have a weather app.
It's going to be cloudy.
It is going to be cloudy. I'm going to save you the trip outside.
Hey,
you're going to go outside and then literally get rained on.
And then get mad at Bo.
And then get, or something. I was just trying to save you the trip. It's supposed to rain tonight. So, I mean, maybe you'll see it or maybe you won't.
Hey, well, if the sky's clear, go outside. You will be able to see the rings of Saturn if you use a telescope, yes. So,
okay.
Because they're going to be, because it's so close to Earth. Or you could probably see them with the binoculars, honestly. It's going to be pretty cool, though.
All right. Well, that sounds really good. And I hope that it is. I hope I'm wrong. And I
hope
it clears
up. Too,
and I hope you're
wrong, too, because
I'd
plan on cooking on the Blackstone tonight with juice. But last forecast I looked at, I didn't see rain. Can't see clouds on the forecast, though, so we'll see.
All I see is it says mostly cloudy. But that doesn't mean all cloudy.
Is
maybe it'll give you a little.
Or is that where y'all are at right now?
You know what?
There you go, Bo.
You know what? You're right. You're right. That's Flowery Branch.
There you go, Bo.
That's down there in Smyrna, wherever the people listening might live. It might not be at your house. That's a good point.
Hey, check outside. It's not like they're going to disappear at like 7 o'clock. They're going to be out there most of the night, but the moon does move through the sky, so the smiley face is going to be there only at a certain time. But if it's not cloudy, go outside and take a look. Get
okay.
some fresh air while you're at it. And that's it.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a shortened version. It's only a time.
They're learning about planets at pre-K, at Lily's pre-K. And I don't know about you guys, but when you were little, did you guys have like little rhymes about the planets? Like
no.
You know, like boys go to Mars to eat candy bars and girls go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
hadn't heard that.
She's learning that?
No, but I know.
Oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm when like, she started talking about planets, and that's what came to my mind.
Oh.
Or like, you know, girls, you know, there's like different rhymes about that.
I don't want to know this rhyme.
Why didn't teach her it?
Oh, okay, yeah. I
made up some new ones. I made up different ones because, like, you can't teach her the bad ones. I'm sure she'll get to elementary school and learn the bad ones. You guys didn't have those? You guys didn't have planet rhymes?
Not that I can think of.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not that. I thought about Buck, and I don't know because G's here. I don't know if it would happen on military braces. Did y'all used to do, like, dental, like mouthwash and stuff during school day? Like the plaque remover?
Like there would be like a day.
The fluorine. They would give you that fluorine.
No, not every day.
No, I'm saying. But would it be a day?
Like a day where the dentist people would come to the school and give everybody stuff.
Okay, I was just curious. I was curious.
We had there was like that dental hygiene day where everybody would give stuff.
Right. Okay.
And then there would be like reading is fun day where you'd get to pick out a book from the library for free and take home with you, which was fun.
I remember that day.
Yeah, those were good days.
Good days.
Those were good days.
Well, let's tell you, I go to the library every Tuesday and Saturday because my son does tutoring at the library.
We go all the time now. Yeah. That Smyrna Public Library has all kinds of cool stuff. We went in there a couple weeks ago to try to find out public record information on our house.
Really?
Yeah, we're trying to find out, you know, who the ghost is. Our house is so old.
It's haunted.
Who lived here in the 1920s? We're trying to figure it out. We found a little bit of info. All right, let's get to some Sports Jeopardy.
This is...
Andy.
Randy. All right, fellas. In 2015, the first two overall picks were both Heisman Trophy winners. Andy.
Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota.
That is correct. Andy off to a 1-0 lead.
I'm going to have to because Randy's going to be really good at this.
Only one quarterback from the 2013 draft is still active. It was a second rounder. Name the
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, damn. Name the second rounder. The second rounder was Andy Dalton.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
I will finish the question.
Okay.
Only one quarterback from the 2013 draft is still active. He was a second rounder. Name that signal caller who was traded earlier this offseason.
Huh. God, I don't know. I probably would have said Andy Dalton also.
Geno Smith.
Yep.
The 2019 NFL draft had three quarterbacks taken in the first round. Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, and this Ohio State quarterback.
Randy. Oh, my damn, Randy. An Ohio State quarterback drafted in the first round with those two was Justin Fields, right?
That is incorrect. Taken 15th overall by an AFC North squad.
Wow.
Goodness gracious. Was it Cardale Jones?
That is also incorrect. Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, Steelers. Jesus.
Oh,
R.I.P.
Yes,
R.I.P. Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins. Yep.
Absolutely.
God dog it.
Josh Allen was selected 7th overall in 2018. Lamar Jackson, 32nd overall in 2018. Who was the quarterback drafted between them at 10th overall?
Randy. Josh Rosen?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Josh Rosen is the correct
I couldn't age. Remember if you.
Not a lot of confidence
there.
Because
there was a bunch of quarterbacks
right.
taken in that top 10.
Yeah, I'm a shaker.
We are tied 1-1. Which Ohio State quarterback was drafted in the 2011 supplemental draft?
Is that quarterback?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Pryor.
Terrell Pryor is correct. Yeah. That is correct. Name two of the six quarterbacks that were drafted before Tom Brady in the 2000 NFL draft, Randy.
Okay.
Just two of them.
Can I say the team?
I didn't write the team down.
I only wrote
the players.
Oh God. I know it was a quarterback. No. Was Sean King drafted before?
No. Mm. Andy for the steal.
The 49ers guy.
Jim Druckenmiller.
Not him, though.
That wasn't the same year?
No, that wasn't him.
Okay, I have no idea.
All right, so here are the six, five of which I've heard of.
Okay.
And then there's
T. Martin.
T. Martin would have been one of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Chad Pennington.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris Redmond.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
Mark Falcon.
Mark Bolger.
Oh, yeah.
Spurgeon Wynn.
Okay.
Spurgeon Dan.
And then you guys tell me.
The super Italian guy, right?
Yeah. Giovanni Carmazzo.
Giovanni Carmazzo. I was like, I remember the very Italian name. Yeah. I just didn't remember what it was.
Like, oh.
Never heard of
Where did
guy.
Giovanni Carmazzo even play?
Couldn't tell you.
It went.
Had to be like Syracuse.
I was
right?
going
to
say, sounds like a Syracuse name.
Or Rutgers. Central Michigan guy. Something like that.
In 2022, the fourth quarterback taken that year was by the Panthers. It was the first SEC quarterback off the board. Who was it?
Can you say the year again?
2022.
Oh. Say, 2022, what?
The fourth quarterback taken that year was the first SEC quarterback selected. It was by the Panthers.
Okay.
Who was it?
Andy.
Andy.
Jeez. I don't know. Will Greer?
That is incorrect. I think technically he would have been West Virginia.
Read it again?
In 2022,
okay.
The fourth quarterback taken in that draft was selected by the Panthers. It was the first SEC quarterback to come off
and
of the board.
And you said fourth quarterback, not
not fourth overall, fourth quarterback.
Who the hell did the Panthers? So that means that Cam was there. And Cam, no, Cam was not there. I'm sorry. Hell, I don't know.
Matt Corral.
Oh, yeah. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I did.
Matt
Ole Miss.
So Corral.
I wrote down the wrong answer for this, so hopefully one of you guys correct me. Which team is the most recent franchise to draft multiple quarterbacks in the same draft?
Andy.
Andy.
The Washington.
Bam.
That is incorrect.
It went RG3 and Kirk?
It is not.
Oh,
well, that was my guess. RG3 and Kirk.
That may have been the next one.
And that would have
one.
Been the Redskins.
That may have been the next one.
Okay. So
the most recent franchise to draft multiple quarterbacks in the same draft.
Oh, draft multiple quarterbacks. So that could be all the way to Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, it could be seven.
Could be seven. I'm going to go with the New York Jets.
That is also incorrect. In 2024,
last year,
the Patriots took Drake May.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
And oh,
yep, Milton.
And Joe Milton.
Joe Milton.
I wrote down, yeah, dang. I wrote down the wrong name.
Dang
Joe
it.
Milton. That's right.
Did the 49ers take Purdy and Lance in the same year or no? Was those were different years?
No, Purdy came a year after.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Okay. Make sure. Okay.
Who was the Houston Texans' first draft pick in franchise history?
Randy. Derek Carr. David Carr.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, this is a long table, but it ain't that long.
Yeah, I was going to miss that. Yeah, David Carr.
Every single time I say Derek Carr,
yeah.
I think in my mind that I accidentally say David Carr.
Yeah,
even
thing.
Earlier today I said it, yeah, and I thought thing. The same thing.
All right, we're tied 2-2. Let's see if we can get a winner out of this one. 2021 had five quarterbacks taken in the first round, all in the top 15. Name four of those five.
Randy. Damn, I forgot what you said already. Is it 2022?
2021.
Oh, 2021, five quarterbacks, so that would be fine.
All in the top 15. Name four of the five.
Joe Burrow.
Incorrect.
That's wrong class, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so 2021, huh?
It's not
that long ago. Pretty recent.
Come on, man. We got to go.
I know. I'm thinking about it. Was it Trevor Lawrence?
That's one.
Okay,
oh,
Trevor
damn.
Lawrence. Okay, who
once
came
you,
after?
Once you get the one.
Is it? Yeah. Maybe. You think you would think that.
Yes, I know. Go ahead.
You would think that.
I got it now.
Well, you do, but
yeah.
I don't know that I do.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Justin Fields.
All right, that's two.
Yep.
Oh, man.
He likes guys. He likes his friends' mothers.
Are you trying
to
win?
Yeah. Zach
here?
Wilson.
Okay.
Zach Wilson.
Okay.
Throwing the game? That's three. I need one more. There's two left.
That's the greatest hint of all time, by the way. Oh, man. Trey Lance.
That is four. We have a winner.
There you go.
Mac Jones, the other.
Mac Jones.
The other one, yeah.
They were the first four picks, right?
Damn near.
Wasn't it?
Mac Jones was 10.
I think Fields and Jones were later.
Okay, yeah. But then we're 1-2-3.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, well, we'll
Maybe
take it. Thanks, Randy. Charitable today. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. The big story being that the Falcons drafted two defensive players last night, two pass rushers last night, one of them from Georgia. Everything everybody wanted happened last night. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.